So we've lived in this house for a year. And there's parts of this house, I call it pre-Wendy, which is stuff that hasn't been, it's just the house. Then there's post-Wendy. That's when she's done remodeling. And now we're still under renovations. The way I've been describing it is, it's a lot like the Winchester Mystery House in the sense of how that there was this lady that she lived in this house by herself. And the rumor was she was so haunted by the ghosts of the guns, the Winchester guns that they've used in the military and in life, that they just, you know, killed enough people that she was haunted by these spirits, that she didn't want to be left alone in this house. So she just had a lot of construction going on. So it just became this off the wall, like, you know, opening up to doors to nowhere. Just because she needed that constant 24-hour construction, not wanting to be alone. I live in the Winchester Mystery House. The curse of Wendy is she's just one of those white women that has to make things her own. You know, like if the moment that you adopt a rescue dog, you have to change the name of the dog. Or how when you rescue a bad boy and turn them to your boyfriend, you try to conform them to what you want and change them from, you know, who they really are. So these construction people, they just leave the doors open, even though they've been in the house for numerous minutes and they block the driveway that I can't get in and out of. They leave it open like it's a goddamn refrigerator door. They just leave it open for the purpose of just needing to walk through at some time. What are they doing? They're doing the kitchen, something in the kitchen. They're doing the countertops. Obviously, you know, you come in, you bring the granite stone and you know, I get it. But when you're done, it's like you're in here for a couple of minutes, right? It's like being double parked. And you're just leaving the engine running for 30 minutes. We get it that you're in a hurry. We get it, but not really. I'm saying this because I learned something about myself. And it's, I can't sleep with a fly in the room. I'm slightly annoyed with Wendy because she's the type of person that would yell at me if I leave the door open for 2 seconds to let her dogs out to go to the bathroom, right? You know, I let them out as they're getting out. That little gap between me being inside and me being outside is like 2 seconds and I close it. Hey, can you just close a little faster? Can you do that? Well, anyway, she doesn't even yell at these construction people. It's wide open for 30 minutes. So we have uninvited guests or guests in the house. This one fly. And he thinks it's a sleepover. I'm lying in bed with a notepad, just writing. Just, you know, writing away, writing, working on jokes. Then with glasses off, so I can't even see this thing. It's invisible. I could just hear it. And I don't even want to write anymore. I want to write about you. You fly. I was even trying to have empathy with the fly. You know, I'm pretty sure that it was at some situation when the fly flew in. He's like, oh shit, I did it again. Somebody left the door open and I'm inside and I can't get out. You know, you ever seen these flies? Like they're always by the window. They're just doing the mime thing, just trying to like feel their way out. There's got to be a hole here somewhere, even though it looks like glass and I don't feel any wind. I could see the outside, but I'm inside. There's got to be a mythical way to get out. Never the brightest, but they're very stubborn. They're very determined. Like even if I have the window open, completely open, the driver's side window or even the passenger, all four windows open, they want to go through the windshield. This one, I have to say, was aggressive because it was just constantly buzzing by my head, by my face. Somewhere like I could hear it was very, very close, but I just couldn't see it. And I get that, you know, flies, they they are attracted to trash, right? I get the hint, but harsh, very harsh, but on point. So I open the door. This is after maybe 5 minutes, and I realize like I can't have this sleepover with this. But you're welcome into the house. You know, I'll leave a garbage can open for you if you want. Leave out some soda or something, anything that would just get you out of my room. And it didn't work, you know. But at some point, like, I heard nothing, so I was like, I think he's out. Then I closed the door, and I started writing about the fly. I started thinking about, man, did I just dodge one? Do I even have anything to talk about? Then after 20 minutes, I heard buzzing again. It's like, maybe he's outside, because I do sleep with the windows open. I think he's outside. No, he was inside. It's like, what happened? Did this fly take a union break? And now he's back at work of annoyance. Why me? Of all things, like, Wendy's in the other room. Like, she needs to deal with this at some point. But you choose me. I even Googled how long can flies fly continually, and it said 7 hours. That's the duration of my sleep. Even with me sleeping with earplugs in, it being dark, I'm sure at some point I'd wake up because I could feel the six little feet on my face or something. I wasn't happy. So I opened the door, and I decided to just do trails of light. Maybe they'll follow the light. And if I turn off the light in my room, then they'd be like, who turned off the lights? And they'll see a light, and they might see the light at the end of the tunnel, pun intended. Went to the bathroom. Then I think I heard it in the bathroom. It's pretty loud. I don't even know how to describe this fly. Maybe it's just a fly on steroids, or maybe it wasn't even a fly. It was just something bigger. And when I heard it in there, I ran to my room, shut the door, and just prayed. You know what? I don't think I heard it again. I didn't hear it again. I was pretty tired, so I did fall asleep. Wendy said that she found the fly on the floor in the morning. I disagree. I think it was a second fly, because I'm pretty sure that I might have let one out. Another one's just stayed in, just been the stunt double, kind of like the Christian Bale movie, right? There will always be constant reminders that I am a piece of shit.